Hey there, and welcome to this 30-day sleep series. My name's Corey Mascara. I'm thrilled that you'll be participating in this program. And while I'm not sure what your sleep is like currently, I imagine that if you're listening to this, you might be struggling just a bit, and I can certainly resonate with that. When I first got into meditation, I would wake up throughout the night about 20 to 30 times a night. I was like that for about 10 years, and I had taken some sleep medications, but it mainly just made me groggy. And then I started meditating, and literally within 3 weeks, I went from waking up 30 times a night to only about 2 to 3 times a night. And that was the first big impact I noticed from meditation. Of course, there were a lot of other benefits, reduced stress, focus, and improved happiness. But the first big thing I noticed was improvements in sleep. So I'm thrilled to have put together this program to help you if you're struggling with sleep. And I want to acknowledge that meditation isn't so much about falling asleep. It's more about cultivating an awareness, a wakefulness. However, another core pillar of meditation is also learning how to calm the mind and calm the body. And we'll be focusing primarily on that throughout this series. So a few notes before we get into day one. First, if you've listened to any of my other meditations, you might notice that in this series, I'm talking extra slow and extra soft. A big piece of that is to create an atmosphere that makes it easy for you to fall asleep. There will also be longer periods of silence, sometimes as much as 3 minutes, especially toward the middle of the meditation. I will almost always tell you when those periods of silence will happen, but I just want you to be aware of them beforehand. And every period of silence is an opportunity for you just to relax more deeply and tune into whatever the teaching was before that period of silence. I want to make sure that I'm not speaking too much throughout the meditation, especially as we continue on, so that you do have the opportunity to start drifting to sleep. This 30-day series also has in mind that you'll be doing this before bed, but if not, that's okay. Just be aware that I may be saying things like, you know, feel yourself under your covers or on your bed. So wherever you're doing this meditation is fine, and you can adapt that language based on where you're sitting or lying down. When preparing yourself for sleep, it's always helpful to turn off as many lights as possible, including the little blue computer lights that can sometimes go off in our rooms. All of that can trigger the brain to stay awake. So do your best to prepare the space around you, shutting off all lights, creating a quiet atmosphere, and getting as cozy as you can under your covers. The series will be broken down into 4 modules. During the first week, we will be working with specific breathing exercises. The next week, we'll be working with calming the body. The third week, we'll be working with how to work with thoughts when they come up and we're trying to sleep. And the fourth week, we'll be working with cultivating our hearts, compassion, kindness, and goodness as a way to lighten the mind and help cultivate greater peace in preparation for sleep. All of this is designed to help us find a quality of peace, ease, and deep surrender, which is necessary for the mind to be able to shift into states of deeper sleep. Each meditation will be about 20 minutes long. And if you follow the full 30-day series, you'll be left with a lot of different strategies to help you work with sleep and to fall asleep more quickly and more deeply. So for now, just trust the process. I'd love to hear how it's going for you along the way, so feel free to send a comment, or you can find me on social media, Instagram or Facebook, and let me know how it's going. I wish you the best in this journey. There's a lot of research to support the benefits of meditation for improving our sleep. So we have a special 30 days ahead of us. I'll be with you every step of the way and can't wait to get started. So if you're beginning day one now, I'll talk to you in a moment. And if it's tomorrow, I'll see you then. Until then, take care and have fun.